Dr. Duane Vandenbush became Colorado's state historian on Colorado Day, August 1st this past year. The longtime professor at Gunnison's Western State University literally wrote the book on the state's western slope that's used in classrooms today. And tomorrow, he'll be a speaker at Aspen Historical Society's virtual event looking back at local ski history. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth spoke with Dr. Vandenbush ahead of the event.
You took over as the state historian this summer. Of course, things are a little different because of the pandemic, but what does that title mean, and do you have specific duties?
I'm the first state historian from the western slope of Colorado in almost 100 years. What I've done is a series of 10 podcasts for History Colorado on various topics involving Colorado. My plan had been to go through around the different areas of the state and give talks. That obviously has all gone virtual. So those are some of my duties, giving talks, arranging podcasts, and hopefully trying to do a real good job for Western Colorado, which is a tremendously important area of the state, but sometimes ignored by the rest of the state.
You've also been in the classroom at Western State University in Gunnison since 1962, which also makes you the state's longest-serving professor. You've taught generations of students at this point. Has there been an evolution over time, particularly in the way that people tell history and the way we talk about people of color and Native Americans and their legacy in our region?
Well, there's no doubt about that. In the old days, of course, Black people were pretty much ignored. The Native Americans, pretty much ignored. And today, we have become very much more diverse in the way that we teach history in Colorado. 1 out of 8 cowboys was Black. A good number of miners were Black. But you never got that in the old days. But we try to do that now. And one of the people I mentioned in the Women of Colorado podcast I did for History Colorado was a lady named Aunt Kate Fisher of Tincup. And she was the most beloved person in the town and did a lot. And I think she's representative of the people who have been kind of ignored in Colorado. And now, for goodness sakes, we're giving them their due.
For the Aspen Historical Society event, you'll be talking about ski history. Tell me a little bit about that. What will people hear who tune in for the event?
I've got about 90 photographs there, and I'm going to be commenting on each one of them as we go through it. So we're going to start off with the skiing in Colorado that went way back to the 1880s, when skiing was kind of a way of life in camps that did not have railroads. So the only way in or out of there, the only way to get around is on skis. And of course, Aspen, of all the towns in the state, probably has one of the richest ski histories. So we're going to spend a good bit of time on Aspen. And even if it's virtual, Aspen is near and dear to my heart. I still have great memories. I used to ski there in the 1960s. And if your driver's license had a Western Slope address, the ski ticket was $5.
Oh my gosh.
If you didn't have it, it was $6.
Finally, I wanted to also get your thoughts on this incredibly historic time we've all been living through between the pandemic and the election and the racial justice movement, particularly this past summer. As a historian, what have your takeaways been from this time and how history might remember this era?
You know, this coronavirus that we have has killed 515,000 people so far in a matter of a little more than a year. The United States in World War II lost about 375,000 men and women in 4 years. So to say that this has been a major event in history is certainly true. And looking back at it, we kind of compare this to the panic of 1918 and 1919, when we lost about 700,000 people out of a population of maybe 100 million, as opposed to 550,000 out of a population of 300 and some odd million today. So it was even worse then than it is now. But looking back, I think it demands that when something like this occurs, we approach it like World War II, and everybody is on board, and there is a united effort run by the federal government to handle the situation. And you believe in science. Unfortunately, and I never thought I'd ever see a medical issue like this become politicized. You follow the science. I don't care what the politics indicates, but you follow the science. You can't follow what you hope will happen or what you believe in will happen. You got to follow what the medical people tell us to do. And I think those are the lessons.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.